Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, daughter and announcer, and welcome back, everybody. We still got a lot of stuff to talk about from my garden and all, but jump on here. We work in phone calls as we go as well. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. We were supposed to have a guest, but she hasn't called in. We'll try to track her down. Hannah Crum, from who's one of the speakers at the event that's coming up February 17th and 18th, right around the corner. It's the Mother Earth News Fair in Belton, Texas. And if you haven't been, this is the third year, I believe, for this event. It was big, really big, the first year, and then the second year even larger. And if you're relatively close to us, I hope you come by. I'll be doing at least my two talks, the one on natural organic pest control and the one on the trees. We may or may not, I'm not positive one way or the other yet, do making compost tea and Garrett juice from the compost tea. And I'll let you know if we get that going or not. I think there's a question mark about having room to do it and time and that sort of thing. But if they want me to do it, I will. Somebody called in, one of the listeners called in with a good tip. At least I think it is a good tip. They said that the Blondie watermelon seed are available at Eden Seed Catalog. You need to be careful going there. I just found out. I went myself. It's Eden Brothers Seed Catalog. There is another website called Eden Seed that is a pretty rough-looking band and an interesting website that I pulled up first. So check that out. If and it looks like a pretty decent seed catalog. And it is time to get your seeds lined up, and it's also time for a lot of you out there to get the onions planted if you are in the southern part of the United States, not frozen. It's time to get those onion sets put out. What I recommend is to set them out, set the onion sets high. Everybody will tell you that's a little bit difficult to do. It. You have to kind of prop them up, lean them over a little bit. If you plant them high, it tends to make the onion form a bigger onion rather than all the energy going into the green tops. But it is time to do that, and onion planting is a perfect place for you once you get the transplants in to put in. My phone going off over here. I wonder what it is. I don't know what it is. It's time to put out the corn gluten meal. Put the corn gluten meal, and you can do this on any plants, the bare soil around plants. Put corn gluten meal at it about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. This doesn't work for seed. It just works for transplants. And what that will do is it will feed the transplant, whatever it is, and onions, it works beautifully. We had one listener call a couple of weeks ago, said that it didn't work perfectly for her, and there was some, I don't know what happened there. Generally speaking, it really, really works well. But you can do it for landscaping plants or food crops, either one. Put it out at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and then cover the corn gluten meal with some kind of mulch. And what it does is it feeds the transplants, gives you real good growth and production, but functions as a pre-emergent herbicide for the weeds that might try to grow up around the plants. I did a newsletter. Well, I did a Dallas Morning News column a couple of weeks ago about taking care of the winter weeds. It's normally one common question that we get in, the henbit, the rescue grass, fescues and rye that you don't want, the dandelions, various kinds of things. And once they're growing in the yard, you've got to go with a contact killing kind of thing, a product, not a pre-emergent. And you can use the vinegar products, the fatty acid products, or, the orange oil. Hydrogen peroxide can work. We've got an entire newsletter and entry on the website for that. You can just go to Weed Control on DirtDoctor.com, and it'll take you to some of those pages that give you all that detailed information. For those of you that have summer grasses that are still dormant, in other words, most of you, the dormant grasses haven't started to green up, you can spray the whole turf area with the organic herbicides, not hurt your permanent summer turf. If you already have some greening going on, it's going to knock it back a little bit, and you don't want to do that. Let's see here. Well, let me get caught up on phone calls, and then I'll get back to my stuff. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. Susan, listening on our Dirt Doctor app in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Howard. You doing all right?
I'm doing great. I got engaged in underground Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago.
I was going to say, I didn't know underground Atlanta was there that long ago.
Yeah, it was. It had kind of come back a little bit at that time. It was 40-something years ago. And, yeah, we got engaged in a nightclub down there in underground. What can I do for you?
All right, well, here's, you know, I'm doing things on a large scale here. We talked a few weeks ago about putting out some, instead of the corn gluten meal, because of it is a large scale, that using the Garrett juice and the dry molasses. Mm-hmm. And that's the process that we've decided we're going to take. My issue now is how many gallons of Garrett juice am I going to need? I've got a 500-gallon sprayer, and I'm doing... Like I've got one pasture that's 63 acres. I got another one that's like 35. And then I've got some small lots, anywhere from 1 to 5 acres.
We've got some pretty good. I'm so bad with numbers. I can't ever remember exactly off the tip of my tongue. But if you go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the Garrett juice under right on the homepage, you've got all those words or buttons. And if you go to the one called Guides, it goes in there and it has the Garrett juice formula. And it's got not only the formula for making it, but the rates per acre and for use in agriculture and various things. And if it's not there, I'm pretty sure it's there. I'll double check it at the next break. But it also will be under a list, an entry in the library. And in the library, everything's just in alphabetical order.
Right.
So that'll give you the information on the best rates. It can vary also. It can vary all over the place from, you know, a gallon per 1,000 square feet, you know, for homeowner type use and everything, to a much, much lower amount per acre. So just check out what we've got. I think we've got some pretty good details for you on the website there.
Okay, great. Well, I didn't see that, but I'll certainly go back there and look.
And I'll double check it myself. If it's not there, we'll get it on there for you. I'm pretty sure it's there, though.
All right. One last quick thing was I'm getting ready to plant potatoes, and I'm using potato crates this year instead of planting them in the ground.
Okay.
So I'm planting them up. Can you plant onions on top of those, on top of the ground right there?
Around the potatoes?
Where the potatoes are coming up?
Yes, but the only thing you're going to run into, it's kind of a Mr. Fukuoka, the Japanese guy, he did that. He mixed everything together and had a tremendous salad bar of plants, including rice, all growing together. The only problem you run into is that you might, the potato foliage might shade out the onions a little bit too much. So
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, give it a try. It might work fairly well. Garlic can take some shade. Garlic can take growing in with other things, and that was one of the next things I was going to talk about. You can still plant garlic if you miss the ideal time to do it in the fall.
Yeah.
But give that a shot, and let me know how it works for you. That's an interesting thing to consider.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. Have a great week.
Okay. I appreciate your call.
You bet.
I forgot to tell everybody that the contest picture today has two plants in it. And one of them I think we've even done before. But you can identify one or both of them and get one of the classes, our online class. And speaking of that, Phil at Lake Fork has a guest, apparently. Hi, Phil.
Well, good morning, Howard. was looking at that picture, and what caught my eye was that the trunk flare is well exposed, but there's some crossing roots on it. As far as the kind of tree, it looks like an oak, probably a bur oak.
Well, that's a good couple of things. That picture was taken before I finished working on the flare, and there are a couple of little roots that have been removed now. And that's not an oak. It's something else, but that's a good guess. Appreciate you playing. Let me put you on hold if you had something else for me because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call American Rio at 800-710-2737. That's 800-710-2737.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside.
This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, I got the photograph of the tree, the Texas ash that we just planted on Twitter. And it shows, I blew it up a little bit, so it shows pretty well the stained area at the bottom of the trunk. That's the area that was covered by soil under the burlap, and I'm about halfway through putting it on Facebook. I'll put it there for you as well. And then we'll have it, the whole deal of removing the bur oak and the whole project on dirtdoctor.com. We'll turn it into a newsletter probably, and it'll be a lot of detail for you to see. Mary in Arlington wants to guess on the plant, the mystery photograph of the week, to maybe win one of our classes, the organic landscaping and gardening class. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning. I don't know what the tree might be, but is that Hoja Santa?
Hoja Santa is right. So you win one of the courses. It, I think we've actually used it before. It has little white filament flowers, and I had previously. That's a little bit different look, but the Hoja Santa, yeah, is under the tree. That's the other thing to identify for somebody else to win one of the courses this morning.
I'm
so
thrilled. I can't wait to.
Yeah, you get one of the classes. Congratulations.
Yeah. And also, you mentioned last week or the week before about your new doggy eating bark.
Right.
Have you ever heard of the condition called pica, P-I-C-A, where humans and animals will eat non-nutritive things because of a nutrient deficiency?
Yeah, in fact, we've been involved in that. I had some experience with horses eating the stall gates and wood, you know, off the stables and everything. That shouldn't be a problem. They get really good dog food and a lot of supplements and everything. It's just a behavior that's kind of bizarre. And the most interesting thing, it's still going on, and it's bothering me because I'm afraid she's going to, you know, get stopped up and really hurt herself at some point. But our other little dog, 7-year-old Tater, you know, that we had before we got Nelly, he's doing it now too. She taught him to do it as well, and he's never done it before.
The dog, yeah.
But it's interesting, yeah, that you bring it up. It's something that, you know, we can look at changing exactly the diets, but they get a pretty
well. If you haven't had that younger dog very long, it could be something that was established before he lived with you.
Well, that's true. It's
resolved yet.
It's a girl. It's Nellie is her name. She's the one that is the contest dog. Excuse me. But I'll look into that. I appreciate it, Mary.
Okay, thanks, Howard.
Did Mary Rose get your information?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll put you back on hold. Unless you had something else for me.
No, thank you.
Okay. Mary Rose, getting Mary's information. She wins one of our classes, the Natural Organic Certification class. And there's another plant in the photograph, so you can identify it and win one of the classes as well. Call the show here to answer at 866-444-3478, or you can send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Neil in Fort Worth next up. Hello, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
I got two things. One is I am wanting to relocate some pine trees. They're about between 4 and 5 feet tall, and if I remember right, I think they're Austrian pines.
Okay.
And I put them out last year, and they've about doubled in size. And I've always heard about pine trees that if you don't get all the taproot, that it'll kill the tree, and I don't know whether that's true or not.
It's not true.
Okay, good. Good.
Austrians tend to have their foliage all the way to the ground, Neil.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, and that's a better tree. The Elderica or Mondale pine are very common, and they tend to grow that same way, too. You can look at the photographs that we have on dirtdoctor.com if you want to make a little bit more.
I've had Eldericas in the past. It seems to me like, aren't their needles a little darker?
No, actually, the Austrian will be a little darker than the Elderica, generally speaking. Nope. They're pretty similar. They're pretty close.
Yeah.
The Austrian, if they're healthy, I think the needles have a little bit richer look to me. So they'll move easily. Don't worry about a taproot. Just get you can come close to bare rooting them at this time of the day of the year. But if you get an earth ball on them that's a reasonable size, move them to the new location, they probably won't miss a beat.
Well, that's great news. I was really worried about that. The other one I've got for you is probably 4 or 5 years ago, bought a big yucca, one of the ones that gets to be, I think the guy told me, 20 feet tall or so. And
the plant gets 20 feet tall. Okay. Not just the flower.
No. Okay. And the guy, and it's got two, growth stems. One is completely vertical and only about, 2 feet tall. And the other one has gotten to be probably 7 or 8 feet, but it's leaning toward the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure what to do about that. If I prop it up, is there a chance it'll grow straight up, or would you just go and cut it off?
I'd cut it off or just let it go and just let it have a little bit of an interesting character. Are these leaves kind of a gray-green and kind of soft-looking, or are they real hard and spiky?
Yeah, they're real hard and spiky.
Are they? Okay. I think I'd do that. Let me talk to you off the air if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We talked a little bit more off the air on the yucca. And for everybody, you could, with a yucca, you don't really have buds like you do on woody plants and some perennials and most plants that you can prune back to, and you can actually see the bud, which way it's pointing. And the way it's pointing, if you cut back just before you get to that bud that's pointing the direction you want it to go, that's exactly the direction the new growth will grow. But with yucca, I told him just cut it back where it's off the sidewalk and not a problem, and the new bud that probably will come out will maybe be pointing up in the direction that would be good. So that's something that anybody could try, see how it works out for you. Let's see here what Linda's up to, calling me from California. Where are you in California, Linda?
I'm out in the Mojave Desert, in the high-altitude desert.
All right, great. Well, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I've had some experience with the pika.
Okay.
With rescue dogs.
Okay.
My late husband and I rescued dogs for decades, and we ran into that a lot. And learned that it's a mineral deficiency. And when we gave them good quality mineral supplements with their food, that would lessen greatly, if not go away completely.
Well, I appreciate it, and I understand that. And it's a little bit of a head scratcher. I can try some different kinds of minerals, but we've been using Dream Code. I use natural diatomaceous earth. The food that we're using is good, and we do some other. We do apple cider vinegar, which is loaded with trace minerals. But I'll try some more.
Yeah.
And
well,
see
that was my experience with it. But I did have that be very helpful with a lot of dogs over the years.
Well, that's great advice. What mineral supplement did you get?
Well, I use the ones from the health food store. Or I don't. Is it okay to say a brand name?
Sure,
I don't have
sure.
anything to do with it. I've gotten Youngevity minerals.
Youngevity.
The word young. Y-O-U-N-G.
Uh-huh.
E like Victor. I-T-Y. It's a brand name. I didn't know if I was supposed to say that.
No, that's fine. That helps people more than just talking general. So I'll try to get that.
That's a good mineral supplement, and we have a lot of dogs over the years who benefited from that.
Well, I'll try it right away. Where did you get it? Did you get it from places like Whole Foods and Sprouts and places like that?
No,
or from
you
pet
have
stores?
To look it up on the internet.
It's, okay.
If you just
online,
Google Youngevity, you'll find it. Can I ask you a quick tree question?
Sure.
Okay. I've had two large cottonwoods die within the last couple of years from something that is causing their bark to crack open on the trunks, and now I've got some catalpa trees that are starting to show signs of that. Do you know what might be causing that and what I can do about it?
Well, it's some kind of a stress that is leading to maybe some sun scald or maybe some insects. One of the things that will attack cottonwood is the longhorn borer, but you usually can see great big exit holes that are as big as your little finger, if that's
no,
the case.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay.
Just linear cracks in the bark.
Okay. That's a sun scald. It's from a stress. There's a couple of things you can do. I wrote a column for my Dallas Morning News column about this not too long ago. What I recommend, I don't ever recommend wrapping tree trunks with gauze or anything like that. But in this case, what you want to do is make up the mixture that I call the tree trunk goop, which is
okay.
equal
Can
amount.
Can I find that on your website?
Yeah, it's under guides right on the homepage. But
okay.
It's a mixture of compost and soft rock phosphate and natural diatomaceous earth. And if you,
okay.
where you're in the desert out there, so if you can't get the soft rock phosphate, you can use fireplace ashes. You mix
okay.
water with it and make a muddy slurry, and then you smear that into the wounded area. Now, in this
all
case,
right.
in most cases, I would recommend getting hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store and
mm-hmm.
just splashing some of it in the wounded area. And then
the 3% straight?
3% straight in this case will be fine.
Okay.
Usually for spraying foliage, we mix it with water 50-50. But since we're on the trunk here, the straight 3%, like I use in my water from algae and my koi pond and everything, would be fine.
Okay.
And then you put the tree trunk goop on top of that after the peroxide has gone on. Now, we got to go back to the starting point. Your trees had that problem because they were in stress to some degree, for some reason.
Well, it gets awful hot out here.
It gets hot.
This is the Mojave Desert.
But the trees can stand that pretty much. I'm suspicious that we don't have the flares exposed properly on the trees.
Could be. I'll go out and look at that.
Okay.
I heard you talking about that earlier.
I'm almost positive. If you say it could be, it's probably 100% the possibility, the chance. So get the soil off. Look on my website at the examples where I just put the one we uncovered that we planted brand new on Facebook and on Twitter. You can see the one I just planted and how the flare was too deep in the container when it was planted. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But get that straightened out. I think your cottonwood trees will be fine. You had another question, it seemed like, too.
No, I was talking about the same thing happening to catalpas.
Oh,
I've got some catalpa trees that are beginning to show those same signs, and I wanted to help them.
Same deal. Get the flares exposed. The only thing about catalpa as opposed to your cottonwood trees, when it gets really, really hot and dry, those leaves are going to get ugly looking. You probably already know that.
Yeah, they need more water than I should be using out here.
Probably so.
Probably the wrong kind of tree, but they're there now. I planted them 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, look at some of the natives that are a little bit more drought tolerant, but get those trees you have in better shape, and you'll see those problems you explained to me go away.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's see who's next. Clayton is in Aledo, Texas. Hello, Clayton.
Hey, Mr. Garrett. How you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Hey, I just had a question. I was looking at the picture on your website of the ginkgo that you had today, and it got me thinking, I want to plant one in our backyard, but I wasn't sure how it would do in these kind of rocky soils out here in West Fort Worth. How do you think it would act out here?
Well, it's an interesting question. I was just looking at something right here. How'd you know that was a ginkgo?
You know, I kind of recognize it through the root flare, how there were so many different, I guess, roots coming off. I thought it was an oak, and then I went and looked out at my oaks, and it just didn't look the exact same. And then it just, the bark and everything, and I know you like that tree and talk about it a lot, so I just went for it.
Okay. Well, as a result, Clayton, you just won one of our classes because you've identified the tree. It is my ginkgo, and it was taken before I did the final. Somebody called and said they looked like there were some girdling roots. The only thing else I did, if you look on the left, there's a little small root that's below a big one, and on the right, mm-hmm. there's a little small one. I've taken those off, and that's all I've done other than take a little bit more soil off in general. But, yeah, the ginkgo, that's my ginkgo. It's really big. The Texas Forest Service is going to come out and take a look at it and see if
– I've seen the pictures you've been posting of it, too. That's a gorgeous tree.
Yeah, that shot there doesn't really give it justification, but we'll send you one of the – I'll tell you how to do the course. I'll put you back on hold, and Mary Rose will talk to you. But to answer your question, the ginkgo tree is a prehistoric tree. It's one of the cool things about it.
Yeah.
It was on the earth when the dinosaurs were roaming around, and it's been found on every continent and yada, yada, yada. It, on the other hand, is a little bit sensitive, and it's used by landscape architects all over the United States. It's got this reputation of being very tolerant of air pollution and various things, but it doesn't like rocky soil very much. It is the one thing that's a little bit of a problem, unless you have really nice organic soil on top of the rock, so it's going to have plenty of room for its shallow roots, which is where most of the roots would be to grow. If it's all rock, the ginkgo is going to have a little bit of a hard time. I will tell you this, though. You can grow them very successfully in containers. I've got little seedlings growing in containers all over the place in the backyard, and they'll grow in sun or shade, full shade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I've got a container on the back porch I need something for, and I was actually looking at an olive tree yesterday at a nursery here in town. And
well, olives need full sun. You can't do that with olives.
That wouldn't work.
But
that wouldn't
ginkgo,
work. I might try the ginkgo then.
Ginkgo growing full sun. I mean, full shade or sun, either one. I've got probably 10 or 12 of them growing in full shade all day long.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal, sir. I appreciate it.
Let me put you back on hold. Congratulations on winning one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course, which is for homeowners as well as people in the business. We got more and more people in the business sending their employees to us to take the course, and we're delighted to have so many people involved. So we'll do another one next week. We've gone a couple of weeks with people not getting the answer at all. Today we had two winners because we actually had two plants in the photo. Let's see who's next here now. She's talking to Clayton. So Jim in Saginaw is next up. Hello, Jim.
Yes, sir. Jamal. I have a greenhouse being installed Monday.
Okay.
And I'm having brick. I've got brick on the inside on the floor.
All right.
And the question I have on beneficial nematodes, are they good for termites too?
Yes, sir. They're the best control of termites you can use.
Okay. Now, the second question on that nematodes, beneficial nematodes, what if that since they're going to have brick dug down under the greenhouse or moving stuff around on it, do I need to feed the nematodes through the brick there or just soak the soil with nematodes?
No, just keep some moisture in there, and they'll do their thing. They'll work in the cracks between. I assume you're putting the brick in loose on sand, not concreting it in.
Yes. Yeah,
just water from time to time. The watering of the plants in the greenhouse will probably provide enough for you. Let me put you on hold. I've got to talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees, from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with GaraJuice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Got one open line at 866-444-3478. Jim hung with us because I want to talk to him about his greenhouse just a little bit more. Jim, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the watering of the plants and just spraying water on the brick from time to time is more than enough moisture for the nematodes, and they'll help you with various kinds of things. Is the brick already there? Have you already got it in place?
No, we're going to pull it up and rake the soil out and spray the nematode down on it, and then put the brick back.
Okay, but it's there now. You're going to have to lift it up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We're going to remove it all, cause rake it out a little flat.
Okay.
And then I was going to put down termite killer, but I said, wait a second. Will nematodes work on termites? Let's use nematodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The rest of my yard is totally organic.
Yeah, it'll work better on termites than the poisons will. The only thing I want to talk to you about a little bit more is that if I was doing a greenhouse and I didn't already have a hard surface floor in it, I wouldn't put a hard surface floor down. I would put the fine textured cedar down as the floor of the greenhouse. So that's just one thing I wanted everybody to hear, and you may or may not want to do it. The brick will look good and function pretty well. I like it better than gravel or solid concrete. But the best flooring for a greenhouse, without question, is cedar. And the reason is the fragrance gives you some insect-repelling quality. And it also the carbon, escaping from the bark, the shredded material or the little fine-textured cedar is actually good for the air and good for the plants. And it's just a much, much better way to go. I'd say the second best way to go maybe is what you're doing, though, the brick on sand so that the water can go between the bricks. The worst thing is what most people do, and that's gravel and concrete.
Yeah. Well, this is Texas greenhouse. It's blown, putting in the greenhouse.
Oh, okay, good.
And it's an 8.5 by 18-foot greenhouse.
Oh, good.
On the back.
lean-to on the back of my house.
Uh-huh.
And I had brick down, and he was saying the brick was better than gravel because you can't roll things around with a cart.
Absolutely.
On gravel.
Well, it's better from a horticultural standpoint, too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Well, I'm glad to know they're still in business. Somebody was asking me about greenhouses.
I'm putting together a little PowerPoint, and I'll email it to you here in a couple, sometime next week or so.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I appreciate it, sir.
I appreciate your call. I'm glad to hear they're still in business. Somebody asked me some greenhouse questions a couple of weeks ago, and I suggested Texas greenhouse in Fort Worth, and I hadn't talked to them or been there in so long. I wondered if they were still there, and obviously they are. Let's see. For go back to the phones, a couple of things didn't finish. Let me see. Well, then Howard's Garden, the only other things I've been doing, I cut down a bunch of perennials I hadn't gotten around to that were dead and still above ground. That's a cosmetic thing more than anything. Some people argue that it's really good to do, that the freeze can actually go down through the dead stems and damage the crown more. I don't know if there's anything to that or not. I do it just to clean it up. I finished by cutting down some inland sea oats that were totally brown and some frost weed and got the place looking pretty good. There's been some questions that have come in about Indian hawthorn and photinia. Is there anything you can do to save them? And absolutely there is. It's the saving the photinia from the root disease that ends up being manifest as the entomosporium leaf spot that's on the foliage of photinia and Indian hawthorn and probably some other related plants as well. Coming up with a solution to that is how I dreamed up the sick tree treatment. And it's the sick tree treatment that will solve the problems on Indian hawthorn and photinia, and it will do it very, very well. It's aeration of the root system, or use the liquid aeration of hydrogen peroxide with the Garrett juice. And then if you do the opening of the holes, physical aeration, which is good to do. It's actually good to do both. While the holes are open or after you've done the aeration with the hydrogen peroxide, apply compost, rock minerals like lava sand and azomite, and then sugars like dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal, and then spray the plant, stems, foliage, ground plane, everything with the Garrett juice with the hydrogen peroxide added. The hydrogen peroxide should make up roughly 1%, 1 to 2% at the most probably, of the mixture of liquid spray that you're applying. So, and all that detail is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Well, I was a little bit long-winded there. We got a bunch of people holding. I'll get to the phone straight away when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Information about donating to TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, and helping our nonprofit is there. You can get books as part of that deal. It's all explained to you under the button, Howard's Books, right there on the homepage. Information about getting the free newsletter is right there on the homepage of the website. The course information, the Natural Organic Certification course, is there. We've had two winners today to get the school, but it's available to you. And if you're a nonprofit or have business employees, multiple people, there are some discounts available. So check it out. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back. Don't go away.